Meanwhile, your furnace is struggling right now to keep up with the cold. And we're with Rocco Florio, president and founder of AirPro Heating and Cooling, one of our partners. Rocco, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Larry?
Cold. And I'm guessing times like this, you get an insurmountable number of phone calls, right?
That is correct.
And people's, for the, you know, the part where you're
had furnace, prior to the cold coming, it probably was, you know, 100 over the weekend.
And so what's the first question you get? My heater's not being efficient. It's not kicking on enough to make it warm enough. So what's the series of checklists that you might do, or what can we do at home?
Well, you know, the normal one is check your furnace filter. Have you changed it in the last few months? That's number one. Number two is we're having a lot of problems with freezing gas lines. The furnace won't come on and it won't ignite. So we always tell people, go to your stove, turn on your, if you have a gas stove, turn your gas stove on, see if you have any flame. We've had a lot of people find out their gas line's frozen. They're not getting gas for cooking either. So that's another problem that we've run across a lot. And, you know, thermostat-wise, people should, I tell people, when it gets this cold, turn the thermostat up where you want to be comfortable. Don't turn it down at night. Keep it at one temperature, let it run. Because it takes a while. If you leave the house and you come back at 5 o'clock, leave at 8 o'clock, and you turn your thermostat down to 62 degrees, and you want it to warm up to 72, it's going to take a long time to recover that, especially when it's zero.
That was my question. That was my next question, Rocco, is when I'm at home, mine comes on and stays on for so long, I walk over and turn it down a little bit just to give it a rest. Is that okay?
No, because it's better you run it.
Okay.
It's like you use more gas if you keep starting your car and turning it on and off. If you just let it run, you won't use as much gas. It's more efficient.
And back to the gas line, Rocco. I didn't know that a gas line could freeze.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it could freeze.
So yep. You can check
that. Where they're at, Albers.
I had no idea the gas line could freeze. So if you have an issue, you can check that. Obviously, if you have a gas stove and that works, that's one way to check it. The filter thing is big. If you have a clogged filter, what happens?
Well, what happens is the filter gets so dirty that it doesn't move enough air past the end of the furnace. So therefore, your furnace will kick on limit, off on limit, because it's not getting enough air movement to circulate. So that's what happens. And then the other big problem we're finding out is people have, their filters are so dirty and unattended that when we go out, their furnace actually sucked into the blower motor and causes another problem, which can cause, you know, the blower motor to go. So now you got another problem. And sometimes you don't have the parts available, and you might be waiting a while.
Any other pointers for a homeowner? I'm a relatively new homeowner with a fairly new furnace, and I want to take the best possible care I can.
Well, we recommend at least every other year to get your furnace checked, get a cleaning check on it. We check all the, you know, electronics on it to determine that everything's functional. And that's probably the best thing to do, change your filter. You know, you can self-maintain the thing by changing the filter. But when you get after a couple of years, it's always good to check some different control, you know, sensors and stuff.
All right. Well, Rocco, it sounds like you're rolling out there already. So I appreciate you taking time.
I am. And it's cold out here.
Hey, yeah, man. All right, Rocco Florio from AirPro Heating and Cooling on the Big K Morning Show.